News, I'm Tommy McNeil. Ukraine is preparing for 3 weeks of impassioned political campaigning as a television comedian goes head-to-head with the incumbent for the presidency in a runoff scheduled for April 21st. As widely predicted, Volodymyr Zelensky easily won the first round of voting Sunday in around 30%. He needed a margin of more than 50% for an outright victory. He will face Petro Poroshenko in the runoff after the incumbent came in second at 16% with the majority of the votes counted. VOA's Henry Ridgewell has more.
Poroshenko has attacked his rival, accusing Zelensky of being a puppet of exiled oligarch Ihor Kolomoisky. The next 3 weeks will likely see some brutal campaigning.
Poroshenko's agenda, which was initially based on more on language, faith, away from Moscow, security, so these kind of what you can call statehood aspects. Zelensky's agenda is more focused on responding to the voters' concerns. But how it will play out, we don't know yet because there is little to talk about in Zelensky's agenda.
Zelensky's appeal is his novelty. He's a political outsider.
That's VOA's Henry Ridgewell reporting. And the Algerian president's office now says that longtime leader Abdelaziz Bouteflika will step down by April 28th when his term is due to end. The statement was carried by the state APS news agency Monday. It said that Bouteflika will ensure the continuity of the state's institutions before stepping down. The announcement comes after weeks of mass protest against the president and his government. And last week, Algeria's most powerful army chief shocked the nation by calling for Bouteflika to be declared unfit and removed from office. This is VOA News. Midway through the fiscal year, the United States is on track to resettle one of the lowest numbers of refugees in the resettlement program's history. From October 1, 2018 through March 31, 12,151 refugees came to the U.S. primarily from three countries. That's the Democratic Republic of Congo, 48%, Burma, 17%, and Ukraine, 13%. The Trump administration may reassign, though, port inspectors at the southern border to help deal with the surge of migrants there. AP Washington correspondent Sagar Magani.
As many as 2,000 inspectors who screen cargo and vehicles could be temporarily reassigned to instead process migrants. That's up from the current 750 inspectors who've been shifted. The effects are being seen in El Paso, where thousands of would-be border crossers were waiting about an hour to come into the U.S. Separately, President Trump's being warned of the economic consequences if he follows through on a threat to shut down the entire Mexican border. The U.S. Chamber of Commerce says the U.S. and Mexico trade about $1.7 billion in goods daily. Closing the border would be a debacle and threaten 5 million American jobs. Sagar Magani, Washington.
Britain is no nearer to resolving the chaos surrounding its departure from the European Union after Parliament failed Monday to find a majority of its own for any alternative to Prime Minister Theresa May's divorce deal. Reuters' Michelle Hennessy.
British lawmakers failed again on Monday to break through the Brexit deadlock, pushing the country's impending departure from the EU deeper into chaos.
The no's have it. The no's have it. The no's have it. The no's have it.
In Monday's vote, lawmakers voted on four last-minute options for Brexit, and all were defeated. MPs have now failed to find their own solution on how exactly Britain should Brexit twice and have voted down the Prime Minister's proposal three times. Brexit Minister Stephen Barclay says Britain now risks crashing out of the EU without a deal.
Reuters' Michelle Hennessy reporting. Venezuela's Chief Justice is asking lawmakers to strip opposition leader Juan Guaido of his parliamentary immunity. It's a move that could pave the way for him to be jailed. The justice said Monday that Guaido should be jailed for violating a Supreme Court-imposed ban on leaving the country. Guaido, who has immunity from prosecution as head of the National Assembly last month, visited several South American countries to consolidate regional support as he seeks to oust President Nicolas Maduro. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.
Ooh, yeah, mama, my. Hello, Africa. Welcome again to your super show, The African Beat on the Voice of America. From our studio here in Washington, D.C., I am David Van. Hot and beautiful rocking sounds from across the African continent will come knocking at your doors. So relax and let me take you on a trip around Africa on disc. We're going across Africa and I'm going to take your minds way, way, way back. And I just want you to enjoy this moment. Oh, make do with this moment and put on your dancing shoes. If you want to rock, you rock. Let's start off today from the Congo. Nakomi Tunanka. You remember this one? It's all-time favorite. Orchestre Veve. And I'll be bringing you more of this, but right after that, Masemni, the sound of George Dako from Ghana, and Misuwa by Monique Seika. But right now, Nakomi Tunanka by Orchestre Veve from the Congo.
Boso mwindo e utande wapio Koko na biso ya kala yena nie Yesu mwana nzambe yende mondele Ata muna eva bangonde mindele Basatu nyoso bangope mindele Pona ninyo Ae nakomitu naka Zambeo na komi tunaka o Babu kwa zambe tomona kaboye Basantu nyoso foto semindele Banjelu nyoso bango semindele Soki zambulu foto moto mwindo oh. Injustice e utawa pyo Amama Na komi tunaka Thank you.
Beautiful bit there by Monique Sekan right before that. George Dako in Masemni and Nakomi Tunanka, Okest Veve. All these are wonderful tunes that I know you enjoy out there. And so I'm going to bring them to you. More coming. Don't go away. I'm David Vandy. And this is the African Beat on the Voice of America.
Remember, every sound of the drum that you hear is an African beat. And this is the sounds of Africa.
African beats.
Welcome back. The African beat on the Voice of America. Just be with me on the street because we're going around the continent and we bring you some beautiful music. But let me just take this email, which is coming from a listener in Taraba State, Nigeria. And this listener writes, "Hello, David. I listen to the music you play. Oh, David, it is so interesting and it keeps me going. Abdurrahman Daibon of Taraba State, Nigeria." Thank you very much, Abdurrahman. Give peace a chance. The sound of Sonia Kosin coming to you right now. And after that, Jarabim by Barbara Kanam and Makambo Mibale, Le Bantu de la Capitale. Beautiful music coming to you. But right now, give peace a chance. Sonia Kosin from Nigeria.
Wherever you are,
allow peace to reign.
Whatever you say,
allow peace to reign.
Whoever you are,
allow peace to reign.
African leaders, how do you do? African chiefs, I'm selling to you. Losing the chains that are binding your hands. This is the time for us to farm the land. Settle the grudges that are causing destructions. For this is the time to make a solid construction. In your home, give peace a chance. On your ways, give peace a chance. Whatever you do,
allow peace to reign.
Wherever you are,
allow peace to reign.
Whatever you say,
allow peace to reign.
Whoever you are,
we'll be right back.
know, mama, I'm saluting you. Keep your children from greed and hate, for they will be everywhere in your name. If they are bad, then you will be blamed. If they are good, glory will be to your name. In your home, give peace a chance. On your ways, give peace a chance. Whatever you teach,
love is to make.
Whatever you learn,
love is to make.
Whatever we sing,
love is to make.
However you dance,
love is to make.
African people, African children, I'm saluting you. We all should try to live together, not to kill and eat one another. We are from one father and mother, so that means we are brothers and sisters. Whatever you do,
love is to reign.
Wherever you are,
love is to reign.
Whatever you say,
love is to reign.
Whoever you are,
love is to reign.
Whatever you teach,
love.
Whatever we learn,
love is to reign.
However we sing,
love is to reign.
However you dance,
love is to reign.
Whoever you are,
love is to reign.
Wherever you are,
sangi maloba okoloniza motema nanga banda okenda charabi.
Rebecca, and you're listening to the African Beats on Voice of America. African Beats will make you dance and dance till dawn.
Makambo mi bale, bomi mokili mobimba. Libosone likambo ya falanga, ya mi bale likambo ya basi, baninga boti ya matoye. Soki bana mi bali balingani lokola bakufa elenge ya mwasi ya kokine kokabola bango soki ya koti na kati ya bango na likambo ya falanga nakanisi bino moko boyebi malamu baninga bokeba o nayebi te o soki bokodutela maloba mangai nakanisi pete o soki bana mibali balingani lokola bakufa elenge ya mwasi akokinde kokabola bango soki akoti na kati ya bango na likambo ya falanga nakanisi bino moko boyebi malamu baninga bokeba o nayebi te o soki bokodutela maloba mangai nakanisi pete o kabola bango soki akoti na kati ya bango na likambo ya faranga nakanisi bino moko boyebi malamu baninga bokeba o nayebi te o soki bokodutela maloba mangai nakanisi pete o na makambo oyo koti ya tembe te baninga bangai oye kene epai ya bazuzi makambo bakosambaka mosusu yango oyo likambo tokowelaka likambo ya mbongo na basi eboma mboka o baninga mibali o tokebaka la vie etan komba oye na makambo oyo koti ya tembe te baninga bangai oye kene epai ya bazuzi makambo bakosambaka mosusu yango oyo likambo tokowelaka likambo ya mbongo na basi eboma mboka o baninga mibali o tokebaka la vie etan komba oye
ayaya
Makambomi Bale. I know you're rocking out there. You're having a good time. James Botte of The Voice of America, Daybreak Africa. You love this kind of tunes, and that is why I'm going to bring it to you. And right before that was Jarabin by Barbara Kanam, and at the top was Give Peace a Chance by Sonny Okosun. You are listening to The African Beat on The Voice of America. I'll be back with more music, so just relax and don't go away.
African Beats.
Africa.
Africa.
Voice of America.
America.
When you hear the sound,
Africa is my home. The African Beat on The Voice of America. You love it, we love you, and so we want to keep hearing from you. If you have any comments about our show, contact us by email on africanbeat@voanews.com. africanbeat@voanews.com. Tell us what you think about this show. If you have a request, you can call us in the United States on 202-205-9942. And when you hear The Voice of America identification, you press 65 and leave your message. Also, join us on The African Beat from our Facebook page. You can send us messages. You can also click on our link and listen to the show of the day. This is The African Beat on The Voice of America. And now, let me take you again to another beautiful old-time favorite. This is Aminata by Aisha Kone and Baya Baya by Okes Kiam. Wow, this one is going to blow your mind away. Isaac Masakoi, where are you in Sierra Leone today? This one is for you. But let's take Aminata now. And if you call Aminata, you are out there. I dedicate this one to you.
Aminata, where he can.
Yeah, man. Hello, my name is Betty Miner from Kenya. You're listening to The African Beat with David Bunde on The Voice of America.
The sound of Orkest Kiam, and at the top was Aisha Kone in Aminata. The African beat on the Voice of America, coming to you Mondays through Fridays. And I'm David Vandy, broadcasting from Washington, D.C. Yona Yona is our next song. This is old track, old beat from Sierra Leone's Afro National. And we will close today with Onkomboti, the sound of Yvonne Shaka Shaka. Let's take Yone Yone right now, Afro National from Sierra Leone.
Kotora sukan dunia, 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 dunia. Kere, olupsa sube kaka boma gegege. Oya mone, sabe sa chik. Sudegwo korika dunia. Kukono mebasame kotura suka dunia. Koimba mafuma lo mayone yone yon kanunia. Mine koimba mafuma lo mayone yone kanunia. Mimu temba muyo temne, mimu loko mifula, mimu beti mifulke, malusa sube kakabuma. Mine koimba mafuma lo mayone yone. Fumalo mayone yone kanunia.
malama yone yone kanunia.
Onkomboti, Yvonne Chaka Chaka of South Africa, and to all my listeners out there in South Africa, hope you're having a good time. And Yone Yone at the top by Afro National of Sierra Leone. Well, with all of this today, I want to thank you for accepting me in your homes, in your cars, on the streets, wherever you are listening to the African beat on the Voice of America. Join me again tomorrow for another edition. But till then, I am David Van Der here in Washington, saying bye-bye.
This is VOA News.